Langley is made up of a series of neighborhoods or communities, some that were developed in the past few decades, while others enjoy long, rich histories, some reaching back to the mid to late 1800s. In this neighborhood feature package, the Langley Advance Times introduces its readers to a few individuals who call these various areas of town home, talk about why they settled here, and address a little history about their neighborhoods. Hope you enjoy this package. Brenda Hyde says she has unintentionally become the family historian through her volunteer work with the Alder Grove Heritage Society, AGHS. Her family name can be found in local records as far back as the 1950s, when her grandparents Charles Hyde and Mary Zubik moved to Alder Grove in 1950 with their six children, Marie, Wilfred, Norman, Don, Betty, and Doreen. Initially, the Hydes were going west from Manitoba with the goal of settling in New Westminster. With six hungry children, they stopped in Alder Grove, at the Bluebird Cafe, for a meal. Following a conversation with a local bank manager, Charles was offered a small house across the street near Buckerfields for rent. The manager also needed some carpentry work done and, as that was Charles's expertise, he offered a month's free rent to the family in exchange. Charles soon began taking on more jobs until the family's stay became permanent. He soon opened a cabinet-making shop called Hyde's Custom Woodwork on 272nd Street, where the Hydes lived until 1951 when they purchased a small home on Fraser Highway. Charles operated the shop with his sons until his retirement in 1975. But around his work schedule and into his retirement, Charles was an active member of the Alder Grove community. Both Charles and Mary were part of the Alder Grove Agricultural Association for 25 years, Charles serving as president for 10 of those years. He was also principal of Alder Grove High and Elementary, vice president and president of the Alder Grove Chamber of Commerce, member of the Alder Grove Volunteer Fire Department, and member and exalted ruler of the Alder Grove Elks. He was a major community contributor, Brenda commented. He was in every opportunity to serve the community in some way. As president of the Agricultural Association, he pursued a joint project with the chamber to promote the growing of roses within the area, which resulted in the Alder Grove Rose Queen pageant. From 1970 to 1981, the association sponsors the pageant, and the Rose Queen and Princesses officiated the Fall Fair. In 1970 and 72, it held the June Rose Show and Festival, as well as a children's parade, and also donated roses for planters alongside Fraser Highway. Brenda has lived in Alder Grove her whole life, and joined the AGHS about 5 years ago. Despite knowing most of her grandparents' community work through her parents, she still learned some new details from the society's records. I found some photos and details of his involvement. Like, I knew he was part of the Chamber of Commerce, but I didn't know he was one of the founding members until we found the document and saw his name on that, she laughed. Brenda wanted to volunteer for the AGHS because of Alder Grove's rich history of community involvement and her family's connection to it. And it feels good to carry on my grandpa's community involvement, Brenda added. Her dad carried on Charles's community work as well, volunteering with the fire department and agricultural association. Brenda's mom and aunt became involved with the Rose Queen pageant as well. Charles passed away on Dec. 5, 1984, just a few months after Mary passed on October 3 that year. Brenda's fondest story of her grandparents is when the Hyde's workshop became a meeting place for community members, and it was often joked that it was unclear whether people came for the lively discussions or for her grandmother's apple cake. Brenda and several of her family members still live in Alder Grove and continue their community involvement today. She works as an elementary school teacher in Surrey, something she always wanted to do. Her favorite thing about Alder Grove is that it still maintains its small-town feel, but isn't too far from the cities. The Alder Grove Heritage Society became a registered charity in 1990, with the purpose to operate a community museum reflecting the history and development of Alder Grove, including collecting, preserving, and exhibiting artifacts of local history. To learn more, people can visit aldergroveheritage.ca. Hidden Gem, Raptors Knoll Disc Golf Park offers play. Raptors Knoll Disc Golf Park opened in 2019 at Jackman Wetlands Park, designed by Chris Hartman, John Gould Thorpe, and Stuart Makasak, also founders of the Jackman Wetlands Disc Golf Society. Disc golf involves players using thick, heavy, frisbee-like discs to throw into chain baskets as targets. With support of volunteers, the Langley Township, and local donors, they raised the funds and did the work necessary to create the course. The 40-acre course was built on a former landfill site that has been restored, covered with soil, and planted with trees. Located diagonally across from Aldergrove Regional Park, Raptor Knolls is part of the 100-acre Jackman Wetlands Park, which includes wetlands and a trail that opened last fall. The disc golf course was designed around the trail with safety in mind. Ranked 13th in the world, the 40-acre 18-hole course, located in the 1100 block of 272nd Street, serves as home course for the Trinity Western University Spartans men and women's disc golf teams, Hartman told Black Press Media. The sport is kind of exploding, Hartman said. Each year in June, the park is host to the annual BC Open Disc Golf Competition presented by Discmania. Highlights in history. 1912 Aldergrove Agricultural Association was founded by seven people, which held its first fair that September. 1923 Aldergrove Elks Lodge No. 66 was instituted, and Brother Sam Campbell is the first exalted ruler. 1959 Fire Hall No. 3 was built on Jackman Road, the second in the community after the Volunteer Fire Department was formed in 1942. 1963 – Small group of ex-soldiers from Langley and Matsqui District meet at the old Vesa Hall to form a Royal Canadian Legion branch in Aldergrove.